This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities looking at cattle for Tuesday, July 5th. While cattle markets last week were firm, we keep pushing up against major resistance in feeder cattle, and some of the back months have just started to push beyond that. It's a pretty significant resistance which has held the market for the last couple weeks, and the market once again back up to that price level and making an effort to take it out. Live cattle had a strong day on Friday. We didn't close at the high end, closed about mid-range on that day, which might suggest that the market is kind of running out of gas. But a big day up on Friday, I think, suggests that the buyers are there, willing to step in and carry this market through to the upside. So it's tough to get a handle on this market because seasonally you tend to be weak during the summer. There's a lot of heat, especially in the southern and central plains, which has got to be stressing cattle and got to be stressing pastures. And you got to wonder where these cattle are going to go if they start running out of grass. So that's always hanging in the background. But in the meantime, feedlots are scrambling to find calves. They're fully anticipating seeing some herd expansion going on and retention of heifers, and that's going to make supplies of feeder cattle very tight. They're already tight, and that's just going to exacerbate that problem, which is what kickstarts us into that longer-term bull market. In live cattle, you got record numbers on feed. You've got inflation everywhere. We don't see demand destruction really all that well yet, but box beef values have been weaker. That might suggest that is happening, but it's not a huge wipeout as far as box beef values. On Friday, we had the choice down 18 cents at 264. Select was down 10 cents at 240. The spread sitting at 23.35, which is strong and a normal seasonal time window. Cash markets last week were steady to firm. We're trading around 146 average on the Fed trade, which is up one from the previous week. Dressed at 234 is down one. Slaughter rates on a fairly steady pace, 620,000 head. That's equal to a week ago, and it's up about 40 over the week prior. But of course, you have a holiday week in there. Last year, or this year, it's going to be this week that we see the holiday. So I think that the beef market is in the process of turning from a long-term bear into a long-term bull. We're going to get big moves either way. I think it's just a matter of grinding our way through the summer months, especially through August. Now that we're through the month of June, we really didn't have that much pressure in the market. In fact, it was late May, early June that we found our lows, and we spent much of the month moving our way higher. So I would expect that with record numbers on feed, that the market will still kind of struggle on the upside. But once we get past these summer months, I think it's just much easier move for the market to move higher. And so we're just kind of waiting it out. If we do get big pushes to the downside, I think those would be buying opportunities. For feeders, so much depends on corn. And for corn, this is the most important time window coming up right here as we speak. From about mid-July to mid-August, or early July to early August, in this time window, we're going to have pollination starting here in a couple weeks. And I think that, we just don't see the heat coming into the Midwest like it is in the Southern Plains. The fear was that high pressure ridge would shift into the Midwest, and that just is not in the forecast. So it looks like the corn crop's probably going to be okay this year, which helps support the feeder cattle market. And, the other major factor, of course, would be the value of live cattle prices. And that's a bigger question here over the next month or so. But I think as you wrap up July and get into August, depending on where live cattle are, they're going to start to feel a little more confident about, forward pricing and looking forward into the fall and into the winter at smaller placement patterns, most likely, and then tighter supplies, especially as you get into the holidays. So just biding our time, waiting for the markets to work through these big numbers. If we get a big push to the downside, that presents opportunities to kind of establish positions on the upside. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.